Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Cemetery district meeting turns heated over nonprofit funding questions. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A normally quiet meeting of the Campbell County Cemetery District erupted last week as residents and board members clashed over the district's financial ties to three local nonprofit organizations. According to the Gillette News Record, the controversy began after board treasurer Dean Vomhoff questioned why the district was paying for memberships with the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce, the Energy Capital Economic Development Group, and advertised with the mental health nonprofit Happy Girls Don't Do That. His concerns were amplified by a recent Cowboy State Daily report that prompted the Wyoming Department of Audit to review the district's spending. The district has paid roughly $10,000 a year to Energy Capital since 2020, $1,100 annually to the Chamber since 2018, and about $5,000 to Happy Girls Don't Do That since 2022. Dozens packed into the meeting where public comment stretched for 2 hours. Speakers questioned whether taxpayer funds should support nonprofits unrelated to cemetery operations, and some even called the board president Jim Hastings to resign. Hastings, who also sits on the Happy Girls board, defended the advertising, saying it helps promote the cemetery's services and supports an anti-bullying cause. Legal counsel Barry Crago told the board that the Department of Audit found the district's advertising expenses appropriate, but raised concerns that its chamber and Energy Capital memberships may be unconstitutional under Wyoming law. The board voted unanimously to seek clarification from the state on what qualifies as legitimate cemetery business and pledged to reassess future community partnerships as the debate over spending transparency continues. Lawmakers advance bill allowing all Wyoming officers to ticket non-English proficient truckers. A Wyoming legislative committee has advanced a bill that would give all state law enforcement officers the power to ticket commercial truck drivers who can't speak English proficiently, a move supporters say is about safety, not discrimination. Cowboy State Daily reported the Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee voted 11-1 on Monday to sponsor the bill ahead of the 2026 budget session. Representative Bob Nicholas of Cheyenne cast the lone no vote, arguing the law should target trucking companies that hire unqualified drivers rather than the drivers themselves. Under the draft bill, truckers caught driving without English proficiency could face a $1,000 fine and be barred from driving in Wyoming until they prove proficiency. Repeat offenses could result in another fine and up to 90 days in jail. The Wyoming Highway Patrol testified that nearly 500 non-English proficient drivers have been pulled off state highways since late June. Patrol officials urge lawmakers to keep penalties criminal rather than civil, citing Wyoming's lack of a civil assessment system and the impracticality of detaining trucks during blizzards. Representative Reuben Tarver of Gillette and Senator Ed Cooper of Tensleep were excused from the Monday vote. Supporters, including Wyoming Trucking Association President Kevin Hawley, said the bill reinforces existing federal rules and holds bad actor brokers accountable. Lawmakers rejected an amendment to lower the fine to $200, keeping the $1,000 penalty in place as the bill moves forward to the full legislature in February. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.